right. Thank you very much, whoever that was. D.A. Is that band D.A. Dad? It is. Is that Pomegranate? What's the name of that track? Pomegranate, D.A. Dad. Well, there you have it. Remember, Spotify has a lot of these bands, and you know, we highlight the three that most recent bands that I like, and I like all these groups, but I mean, Misery Slims and C'est La Vie's, and most recently, Artificial Intelligence in Texas. All right. Boy, what a gosh. You don't want to know. We went through a whole thing here, man, setting up Skype. I'm going to give you a taste. I'm loath to tell you guys anything because shit fucks up around here on a daily fucking basis, you know. But on Fridays, what I'm hoping to do is feature an actual interview with a real person, people that we love, people we like. And that will commence this Friday. And tomorrow, I'm going to do the interview. It's not going to be anything fancy. I'm not going with a camera and all that shit. It's just going to be a Skype audio. And we'll see what happens. And I'm not going to tell you who the guest is, but you'll love it. You will absolutely love it. And it'll be cool. It'll be cool content-wise, who the person is. It's all good. Let me see what I'm doing here. Do I need to jack the microphone up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I'm talking at this level here. Look at this. I'm down here, and I'm looking at this stuff here, and I just realized that I've got that fucking compressing the shit out of this motherfucker, aren't I, huh? Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Test. Test. Hey, it's Phil. Yo, it's Phil. Test 1, 2. Let's see, man. Hey, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That was good. Maybe just a little bit more. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I like that. Testing 1, 2, 3. That way nothing can fuck up, man. That way if I just go screaming into the night. Hey, Phil Henry here. How you been? Hey, Phil Henry here. How you been? Testing 1, 2, and we can talk about this voice. My voice quality is here, and now I'm here. Now, let's take a look at our Mac. Am I doing the same thing with that? Fuck, I don't know. 1, 2. 1, 2. Now, TriCaster.
Okay, here we are, lined up for the two braces.
Fucking fart sound effect. I think I'll just let this roll and see what I find. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hi, it's Phil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, fucking dog race. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Hey, how you doing? It's the Phil Henry Show. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Phil Henry here. I think that works better. I don't know, man. What time is it? 7:46. Hi, it's the Phil Henry Show, and we're commencing here with our pre-shows. 6 minutes in? Okay. Song. La, okay. Let's see. You know,
I think it's entirely possible, Mr. Henry, that President Trump's penis. Oh, God. I think, Mr. Renner, I think it has to be said, and I'd want to say it, that President Trump's penis, I know it's very juvenile, but when you think about the President of the United States, never before has there been information relative to, you know, size of the penis.
What is the point you're trying to make? Because I know you think you're being serious.
I'm very serious because think about it, okay? Think about it. They can mock him.
Would you get out? Hang up on this ass.
You said you'd give me a few minutes, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
If the President of the United States goes to a large meeting of, like, other world leaders, and they're looking at him and talking to each other, he's going to think they're talking about his penis. God.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, Phil, it's probably more up my alley. You're talking about penis size. It's ridiculous. However, there is going to be, fortunately for me, I have a large penis. And
oh, isn't that wonderful for you?
Well, you know, it beats being a thumb dick. I'll tell you that.
Sadler. I just like the idea of him being a weightlifter.
The longest motherfucker.
Phil, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. I think it was very unfortunate. He's juvenile.
My feeling is that it could be national security only because of the fact that...
National security? In what way?
Because I think as juvenile as it sounds, a lot of times, testing 1, 2.
Well, I don't necessarily buy that. You know, I don't necessarily buy that. I think it's a load of shit. And well, I don't necessarily buy that.
Oh, you don't buy the fact that maybe his penis is national security?
I don't think I'm not going to get involved in this show.
I don't blame you. It's a juvenile discussion, so naturally it's on our show. So naturally it has to be on the Phil Henry Show. I get this new channel. It's called, is that a tennis match? It's hockey practice. I love this one. What if Dr. Sadler plays hockey?
I like to mix it up, you know.
So what was I looking for, Dr. Jim Sadler? Dr. Jim Sadler. Yeah, he's playing hockey. And Norton's doing some other bullshit, you know. Cool thing about this TriCaster as an audio, you know, I don't like the idea of this being panned to the center. I don't dig that, man. That's not me. That's not Phil Henry. I don't pan it all the way over there. I like it panned to the motherfucking center. That ain't me. See what I'm saying? Oh, the information's not. What? I guess.
Yeah, Phil, I'm at hockey practice right now. I can't. I'm at hockey practice right now, Phil. I can't be disturbed.
Oh man, I could use a cup of Joe, Jack. Which means I gotta go make it, Jack. Which means I'll be away from the TriCaster for a second, Jack. Which means Bill. I think I have a cup of coffee upstairs. Okay, I'm back. I just thought of something really funny. Only thing about this Skype interview tomorrow, I hope, like, fucking hell, nothing, you know, goes wrong, like, technically. Because it's just, you know, the way things have been around here, man. The way shit's been around here these days. Oh, okay, I dig. They're showing reruns of Star Trek on some fucking channel. Wait. Well, I can actually show you what this is. I don't know. I mean, I've had a hard time, but a really hard time getting the goddamn... Where's the TV set, man? Which one is it? There it is. Sure, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. Oh, I dig. I gotta change the motherfucking in. That's not what I wanted to do, but. Look at Scotty.
By God. Piece of ass.
Sure, the chicks on other planets, they basically do the hula. That's what they do, man. They just do the hula. Go to another. There's that old, dirty old man, Dr. McCoy. You know the. You know the rules. Now it's on input 6? This makes no fucking sense. I'm gonna have to really get into this TriCaster some weekend and just decipher this motherfucker, because it it's counterintuitive, and well, when I say counterintuitive, you know, like, Jesus Christ, man, it's a long ass hockey fucking. Oh, you know what? I looped it. Oh, I know what I wanted. Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I want to listen to the fucking. I got to listen to the fucking audio. Hold on for a minute, man. I got to get this shit. How much time we got here? 3 fucking minutes, motherfucker. I'll do it later, I guess. God damn it. Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's some nasty-ass stereo there, man. It's barf. Yeah, baby. That's world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Welcome to the show. All right, I think we're groovy. We get that thing down there. I got Jeff Dowder on number 2, and I got Sadler there. Then I have to go to the newsroom, where I will find... I have to go to the newsroom, and I have to find... where am I going? Oh. Yeah. You know, Clive, all kinds of guys work the microphone differently. I remember Clive Thomas. I worked with Clive Thomas way back in the day, in the early 70s. Clive worked his microphone like this. He had that thing like this, and he would just be like talking like this into it. I always thought it was a very awkward looking position for a microphone until I realized it gave you a lot more of a sense of talking to somebody when you're just like, you know, instead of, hi, everybody. So... not that it works for me, but, you know, hello, this is Phil Hendry, and a very intimate good evening to you. So great to see all of you. This fucking goddamn TriCaster, I gotta figure this fucking piece of shit out, because it's pissing me off. What is this, man? All right, what are we doing, man? Motherfucker. Test, test. Test. I can't do fucking Donald Duck, is that? Now!
Talking about something deep, Holmes, like. What is life, Holmes?
What is this, man?
What is it about? Talking. Do we just go in the ground, or is there something after all this stuff, Holmes? Like. What is later, Holmes?
That doesn't work, man. If I got pan left, right, the stereo is so fucked over on this motherfucker. I'm gonna do it the way I was doing it, which is. Yeah. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here. They had a big thing today on the Three Stooges. I guess they're selling their tapes now. I'm thinking, the Three Stooges, boy, those guys had it rough. You know, they weren't very careful with their money. All kinds of people taking advantage of them. All kinds of bad decisions. You know, this, that, and something else. And now here, you know, they're bigger than, you know, they're bigger than they were when they were alive. And they ain't seeing dime one, as far as I know. Maybe somebody else has some information on that. Maybe, I don't know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I got that, 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 I got. You know what I got to do is I got to print this fucking thing. Yeah. It feels like, you know what it feels like since I've hired Adam is we are modernizing our studio, and it's been a slow, painful process. I mean, all of this equipment is like years old. And like from another set of, like another technology almost. This cat, this old cat we got, she stares at herself in the mirror. Just one time she just sat next to the bed while I was sleeping, just like waiting for me to wake up. How you doing, sweetie? Hey, Bray, how you doing, honey? How you feeling? You're not thirsty? God, she's got kidney disease, man. You figure she'd be thirsty. How's it going, baby? Somebody was mean to this cat, man, because every time you reach down to pet her, she does this whole cringe thing. Somebody was really mean to her. This other thing is, we wrap her in a towel when we give her fluids. We just sit her in our lap, put her in our lap. She's got a towel or like a shirt or something she feels comfortable in. And but she, it's not a pleasant experience. So every time she sees me pick up something looks like a towel, she like runs. Good. All right, let's get this fucking show on the road. Mother, don't let me roll over anybody's tail over here, man.
They start talking to me about my past, which nobody knows. And then they...
All right, man. And then we need Dr. Sadler. We have Chris Norton, and Dr. Sadler's playing hockey. And L. Ron Martin and my brother there, Don Berman. Testing 1-2. Testing 1-2. God damn, man. Motherfucker. 1-2-3-4-5. Here we go. Jesus, 37 fucking minutes. God damn it.
Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. So go. Leave me alone. Don't come around.
All right. Are these the notes, man? Where are they at? There it is. Right there. Got it. Got it, brother. Got it, brother. Got it, brother. Shit. Get lost.
Free page update is available.
Blow me. How about that for an updated availability? Huh? Huh? Yeah. Blow me. Hey, wait a minute, man. Oh, God damn it. I already had the song I wanted to use. Fuck. No, no, no. That's it. That's the one, man. I like that one. That's called Out of Sight. Gorilla Chief. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. Where'd you go, Brad? Did you split? You came down to say hi. Oh, there you are. How you doing, Brad? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Because I know she'll always be.
Hey, you know what? I'm late now. The long ass. Once I edit the fucking pre-show down, it's probably going to be 10 minutes long. So, if you're watching me on the video cast, and you don't like all these pauses, you know, we edit the pre-show audio-wise, so you can listen to it edited. I don't know.
I suppose it's all what you're used to, you know.
Excuse me.
God almighty, you are crude. You're crude and rude, Phil. Hey, what the fuck is the story here?